All right, nobody move. 3, 2, 1, and we're off. Hello, hello, welcome to the Upfront Leaders Debate with me, Katie Hannah. Get ready for 2.5 hours of 10 bed-down people either roaring or sleeping.
Very good.
Now, the voice in my ear says I have to start with you, Simon Harris.
Yes, and I'm going to be my on-brand cheerful self throughout. I'm important.
Now, everyone says one of your candidates has acted like a bit of a gurrier, and worse, he does his gurrying in Dundalk.
No, John McGurrier was cleared in a court of law. We stand by him, even though we've never looked at a Twix the same way again. Damn, my vibes are shot already. I'll be doing nervous weasel eyes for the rest of the debate. Trash.
Quick reminder, do not look at the floor. We got it for €30 in mattress mix. Now, Micheál Martin, you look very happy with yourself.
Sinn Féin opted out of everything for 70 years. They didn't hang out with us during the years when we locked up women and walloped children in schools. Ugh. They opposed the constitution.
Yeah, the much celebrated constitution which costs 10 million to Tippex tiny bits out of it every 2 years.
True!
Gosh, I might actually enjoy this despite being over here in Connemara. Thanks, Orshi Bias.
Now, this clunking format only allows 2 questions per hour, so who is willing to share power at Michael Collins' chest hair?
Ew.
She's a hard man with the shirt open to his navel, isn't he, in this weather?
Can I just say that in Labour we know how much the communities we represent need change.
Yeah,
and that
who exactly Ivana Ranla, what do they need? More Lewis's, is it?
Hello, I'm over here. I wanted to be placed next to Padre Tobin to give him tinnitus when he starts to sound sensible about blocking immigration.
Good one, Richard. Here, while the camera's facing this distant direction, can I point out that the TikTok twit has failed children?
Wow. How dare you?
What?
Who do you think you are?
I'm serving withering side eye.
You're shouting. You're shouting over me. Mentally stabbed. Mentally stabbed.
Ah! He's foaming at the ears.
Oh dear, he's used up all of his new energy. He'll be quiet now for the rest of the programme, like.
Sam Harris, you are the Scot who did the Children's Hospital contract, yes?
No, I'm not. Go on.
Don't make me throw you over my knee now. You are the minister. Come on now.
But the point is, I wasn't even born for many years before I did all that mismanagement and botched contracts as Minister for Health. Therefore, I can't be held responsible.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm tired and sad now.
Can I interject to say that respectfully now, the Greens are a shower of Muppets. Respectfully.
Sorry, Roderick O'Gorman hasn't shown up to rebut that now.
For the second election in a row, I'm going to accidentally come across as the competent one. Me and Padre Tobin, who used to be a lefty, but now he's far right curious.
Sorry, excuse me now. I am only near right curious.
Sorry now, can I just jump in here to shout down Mary Lou? Thank you very much.
No, you may not. We have to move on. Sorry, the voice in my ear says, sorry, right, an hour has passed. We have 2 more questions per hour. Sorry now. Sorry, excuse me. Hello?
You know, I'm very concerned that I'm coming across as snippy and Weasley. Will anyone let me know?
All right, yeah. Is anyone listening to me? Am I just chatting to the voice of my ear now? Thanks a million, everyone. Right, okay. Joan Collins has just popped into studio while putting out the bins by the looks of it. Welcome, Joan. First question. Who are you? Okay, there's no time for that.
Excuse me.
Micheál, you have your hand up.
It's come to my attention that Mary Lou isn't wearing any manifestos tonight.
Yeah, disgraceful, disgraceful.
Well, I wouldn't like to see your manifestos, boys, let's face it, after 100 years of mansleaze.
The buzz is pretty deadly over here, I have to admit. When do I get to the shouty bit about Gaza?
All right, now that everyone in the country's gone to bed, let's discuss housing, since that's the only thing that matters.
Well, people before profit would set up a national construction company using
your policy would destroy the country.
Well, you were literally in a cabinet that destroyed the economy.
Oh. High five, Richard. We're going for pints after this.
Why not?
So
all right, the voice in my ear is shouting. I think they're saying, what would you do to the slice of pan?
You're blackouting now. You're blackouting.
Sorry, this programme is far too long. I only look like a leader if the content is 15 seconds.
I won't say Michael Collins is turning in his grave,
right,
but it looks like he's asleep on podium 5.
Oh. Sorry to the lad there who looks more clammy and shook than a groom who accidentally went on the lash night before his wedding. I didn't have time to come to you, apologies.
Sorry, my name is Keno Callahan. I spoke 3.5 times throughout the...
All right, let's wrap this up. It's nearly midnight, and to quote the voice in my ear, I think we've all been mentally stabbed. I'm Kay Hannah, and it's Upfront, and good night, good night, good night. Yeah, thanks for security.
Hello, good afternoon and welcome to Live Line. Black Friday, a lot of people get scammed on the World Wide Web. Laura, are you there?
Hello, Joe.
Sorry, Laura, are you there?
Yes.
What happened to you? Take your time now, love. Go ahead. Line 3.
Well, your researcher rang me and...
Well, people do call the line. But go on anyway, the switchboards are lighting up here. We haven't talked about people getting scammed for a day.
Well,
tell us what happened to you.
I was scammed when I bought a kettle in...
No, don't say the name of the shop. Online. The online. Line. Go on.
Oh, yes.
A kettle. You bought a kettle, John.
Laura.
Sorry, Laura.
Laura,
go
yes.
on.
Well, I wanted a red kettle, and it's my favourite colour, you see, and it matches the toaster. But when I opened the box at home, it was a black kettle. Joe, are you there?
No, I'm here. Yeah, sorry, I was just doing today's Wordle. Do people still do the Wordle?
What?
Did you know squab was a word? Something to do with a pigeon, is it?
No.
It was a seagull, Joe, that did it. It was a seagull, and if I get my
hands
on
line five. Tom, we're not ready for you. We're doing Laura and the kettle.
Joe.
How much?
Hello?
How much did the kettle set you back, Laura?
Well, I haven't got the electricity bill yet.
No, I don't mean the...
The what?
Look, we'll have to go to Mick now. We're out of time. But what happened to you, Mick? You're in Donna Bates.
Yes, Joe.
Donna baked me, but she loves me still.
What?
Sorry, Mick, go ahead. Yeah.
No, it's
Jim Rogers come up with that, I think.
Sorry.
Mick, go on. Let's hear your story. Mm-hmm.
That there, it was me ma was scammed out of her life savings.
Oh, dear God.
Black Friday last year, Joe.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she hasn't been the same since. I don't think she'll ever get over it.
You know what I'll never get over?
What's that?
A 15-foot wall.
What do you mean?
That doesn't matter. What was she trying to buy, Mick?
A designer dress,
yeah,
Joe.
See it here on my screen. The stories in the Northside People. Andre,
that's a good paper, yes.
Andre Correggi's. That's the
designer. Well, I couldn't tell you. I don't.
Yeah, you're a very successful fashion designer in the 1960s. Oh. Would you know Andre Correggi? You know?
No,
it's a fella. I think it's a fella. He was a pilot in the French Air Force. Oh, incredible. Well, incredible story.
I don't know him. I don't know him, Joe.
Not to worry. Anyway, Lisa, are you there? Lisa, hello. Good afternoon to you.
Yes, hello, Katie.
Hello.
Hello?
It's me.
Oh, sorry.
One at a time. It's
I think it is a scam that we have to watch these so-called celebrities eating living creatures.
Ah, no.
Creatures on TV3.
No,
it's not right.
Not this again. Not the animal. We've done this before.
It's disgraceful.
I'm a celebrity, she's talking about
it's
on TV.
It's inhumane,
well, look, of course it's inhumane. They're insects. You know, I don't like to give my own opinion, but they're creatures with all the stinging and the biting and the malaria.
Well, it shouldn't be done on our television.
Barry McGuigan, world champion. The clone of Cyclone.
I know.
And Lisa, he's been through a terrible couple of years. If Barry McGuigan wants to eat a living tarantula on telly, I'd say good luck to him. Good luck to him. Good
well,
luck to him.
Well, it's disgusting, actually.
Boil it, fry it, mash it, stick it in a stew.
Oh.
He's a world champion, Lisa.
Yeah, if he wants to eat any of the seagulls, Joe.
We're out of time. Anyway. All right,
seagulls done it. How dare you?
Bye. Yeah.
With temperatures lower than a small child in the driving seat of a tractor, hats, scarves and gloves were the order of the day as candidates braved conditions on the streets.
I here to represent the people of this county. NAMA and the United States American Globalists.
In Wexford, returning independent hopeful Mick Wallace tied his hair around his face to fashion a full balaclava as he hit the doors to share his views on immigration based on the philosophy of a toothless man in a pub, and delivered in his distinctive style of never finishing a word, let alone a complete sentence.
What's going on? If we don't have anywhere to put him, Why are we even bringing them in? Do you know what I mean?
In Cavan, where temperatures rarely get above frosty and bitter, Fianna Fáil are listening to the sounds of dinner time drawers being hastily closed before doors are opened.
Well, who are you? Hey, am I here?
Veteran TD Brendan Smith is not only enjoying incumbency, it's also the Victorian sounding illness that many voters assume he has, going by the purple hue on his haunchy cheeks amid the chilly doorsteps. He's been handing out flyers to voters who don't know who he is and weren't born when he started doing this in 1992. Meanwhile, in Dún Laoghaire, Green TD Oisín Smith was happy to share his energy-saving tips with frozen voters.
Hi there, I'm Oisín, but spelt in a posh way.
Huh?
Did you know you can make your home warmer just by retrofitting and insulating
Go away and shite.
Oh, is it the coal man?
No.
Has he any nutty slack?
No.
He had indeed, but alas, very few voters wanted to waste their heating oil hearing it. Meanwhile, in Dublin-based South, independent candidate Kate O'Connell was really warming up.
A vote for me is like a vote for annoying Fine Gael.
Yes, but that's all we know about you. What else do you stand on?
Well, currently I'm standing on lovely heated insoles, available in my community pharmacy, in a special cold weather bundle, which also contains a hot water bottle, a hand warmer and a flu jab.
You wouldn't be able to give us back that sod of turf, would you?
There was no shortage of turf in Roscommon, where Independent Ireland TD Michael Fitzmaurice was canvassing in a heavy overcoat worn over the coat he always wears in the Dáil chamber.
Now, the turf out in the bogs itself is frozen.
Okay.
And did them faceless bureaucrats who sounded the death knell for Borden and Mona and rural Ireland thinking that. No, they did not. If this is the climate change that you're on about, then set me on fire and let your man from the Dubliners write a tune about me.
Sorry, I just don't understand any of the words that you're...
Will you give me your number one?
I wouldn't give you the steam of my number.
I'd settle for that. Any bit of steam at all to thaw me out.
Okay.
And so, with a week for voters to decide, candidates are gritting to prevent a slide, and reporters are putrid with analogies about cold receptions and a campaign that hasn't warmed up yet. Barry Lenehan, I can't feel my face when I'm with you or when I'm outside. Drive time.
Members of the media, it's Misha Gardner on the Commissioner of Fecla Machala Fahegel. Today we are uploading, which our officers have established is the opposite of downloading, 99 pictorial images of rioting ruffians, scoundrels, ne'er-do-wells, scroats, and perhaps even a scoundrel or two.
What about scumbags? Oh,
it is the job of the Minister for Justice to stereotype, not us. For Godly, this has been a highly technical operation. In order to get the images from the camera to the computer, we had to put them on a dongle device, which is a type of universal serial bus, a different kind of bus to the one set alight by couriers on the night of the rioting offences in Dublin in November 2023.
How is this taking over a year? The Brits had rioters identified and jailed in just a few days in London.
I'll take this. They were looting fridge freezers, washer dryers, items that would slow a scroat down in the act of escape. Yes. Our scroats were mostly stealing designer trainers, tackies, gutties.
Take image number 07564.jpeg, named after the Pope, I presume. Here we have a young gaucher in Nike tracksuited clothing, yes, following a definite line of escape with the latest Air Jordan Ultra Dunk Jump Master sneakers, which are in essence a type of shoe, that is to say, an apparatus that assists the velocity of foot movement when applied with downward pressure.
That's not the same Jordan as the one with the big knockers.
No.
It's the lad from that Netflix show about the dance.
Thank you, Abangarda Geraldine. There's no catching a young lad wearing these shoes unless they make a detour via a beach, perhaps, where a combination of sand and salt water would break down the latex undercarriage of the said Air Jordan Jump Masters.
Again, that's not the Jordan with the twin airbags. It's your man from that film with the aliens and the basketball.
Also, if you recognise yourself as one of the gauchers in these pictorial images, On God the Sugar Loafa appeals to individuals to please turn yourselves in. Your community liaison officer, Dino...
Real name Cornelius, but that won't do for such a sensitive position in the community.
Dino will be on hand to enrol you in a youth diversion project, and as a reward, we'll provide you with a free copy of the Garda Social Club's Book of the Month, Crooks, The Stories Behind the Headlines, by Paul Williams. Oh, he's very good.
Gardaí are satisfied at this time that this book is indeed a highly entertaining ride-along read.
I suppose you'd be using the riot anniversary to demand more resources?
Yeah. Well, all of our members should be issued with a pair of Air Jordan Ultra Dunk Jumpmaster running shoes in order to level the playing field against these little scum...
Scamps. He was going to say scamps.
Scamp bags. That's right. Scamp bags. Thank you. Thank you. There are no further questions. Thank you. Yes. What do you want?
It's only me, TikTok Tishti, who pooped his breechty at the debate.
Ha ha ha. How dare you? How dare you?
What is wrong with you? Why are you so down in the dimples?
It's this whole bloody campaign. It's not going well.
No.
Despite firing my promises cannon at least once an hour. Double child benefit.
Oh, piddly diddums.
I don't understand. How come that video of me jiving online isn't enough to win an election?
You have to stop making childish promises.
No, I can't. It's my BSE. Big Simon Energy. What do you want? I'll double it. You only have one child? I'll get you two children. And don't you dare mention the children's hospital. Eat my shorts.
Simon, we're Fine Gael. We don't have to win elections to run the country into the ground anymore.
What?
We can do it while being as unpopular as a Mary Walloper at an opera festival.
No. I must be the winner. I want to be loved. I'm important. I'm the stiff with the quiff. I hashtag humblebrag and block, block, block.
Oh, you've just become so wicked.
That's it.
What?
Wicked.
What? Where's that music coming from?
Let me spell it out. I will be popular. I wanna be popular. I wanna be number one. Beat me all, Martin. Giving a gale a bounce.
Wow.
Gonna prove you all wrong. The Harris Hop is strong. It's called the cult of personality. Popular. I wanna be popular. I wanna be the Taoiseach. Win it on TikTok. Go viral on Blue Sky. So let's start proving I'm a nice, relatable guy.
The voters are tired of your turbo neediness. If you ask me, you're turning a little tedious. You can post all the memes you like on Twitter, but don't be so bitter. If you're behind the shinners, stop trying so hard to be
popular. I wanna be popular. I'm gonna be down with Gen Z as well as OAPs. Give a grant to new babies. There's nothing I won't stoop to become more popular. And anyone who disagrees with me will be blocked, 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 blocked. I'm gonna be so popular.
Bulabus.
Yes.
Now.
I feel so much better.
To paraphrase Wicked, let's get out there and try defy gravity.
Yes.
Even as our poll numbers slump like a lumpy TD after a fry.
I'm going to be Taoiseach forever.
And he's learned nothing.
I've got promises.
Toodaloo from me.
Today I'm delighted to announce a new county, fully costed, $25 billion. Done. One Paul Mescal also isn't enough for this country. My party will double the number of Paul Mescals by 2030. Cork will win a second Oscar by 2040. My quiff will be twice as white and twice as high by 2029. That's a promise. That's a Simon promise. And anyone who doesn't believe me is blocked.
Wow. It's incredible to have all branches of government absolute power.
We got the White House, Congress, the Supreme Court.
Elon, I meant the actual branches of power. White Bro Podcasts, the energy drinks market, and dark web crypto, the best.
Also, dudes with super cool rockets, huh?
Well, it crashed into the sea. Couldn't keep it up for the catch landing. Sad. I prefer my dudes whose rockets don't fail.
No, we didn't fail. We aborted the action. We aborted.
Now that I'm president for life, I can be openly against aborting.
No.
Wrong. Banned.
Unfortunately, I think I'm starting to realize the fickle nature of toxic relationships.
Back to me.
Yeah, sorry.
I have total control of this country. The lion media, the dead. Wait till my AG Gates tears them to shreds from the DOJ. Gates, terrific fighter, his locker room talking. Boy, oh boy. You've never heard, no one's ever heard anything.
Wow.
What's that?
Washington Post alert, Matt Gaetz has withdrawn from your nomination.
Who is he anyway? What a loser. I always knew there was something lame about him. Who's next on my debasement list? Okay, she'll do.
Oh, you've posted already. Pam Bondi, who's that?
I have no idea. But I like her. I like the gal.
Ex-Florida AG. Oh, she fought gay rights. That's why. She's anti-woke. Right.
No. I like her because her name sounds like a porno.
What?
Pam Bondi. I'm buying that Blu-ray.
As opposed to Matt Gaetz' life, which was a literal porno. But I thought we had all the power. How did the lamestream reporters manage to sink him? I thought you were meant to be the GOAT.
You know Bezos, Jeff Bezos. He's a great guy.
What are you...
He doesn't talk me down. He talks me up.
Dude, no. Only... You already have a Silicon Valley first bro. I'm totally loyal.
You know he's all man.
Who?
Bezos. I saw not safe for work photos of him online. Plus he stopped the post from endorsing Kamala.
Look, I just mean your other crazy choices of cabinet are now vulnerable to scandal and rhino centers.
What?
Because Gates bailed out like a live flake.
Not all my appointments are accused offenders. I've also got an anti-vaxxer, a Fox News guy accused of busy hands, and a possible Russian asset.
Right.
I even got an old lady wrestling wife to be in charge of education.
Oh.
Or she's going to rebrand it Educreationism.
But she's a female boss. Is that woke? I thought we were going to kill DEI.
If you call them sugar boobies, it's a workaround. Christy Noem, she's going to be boss girl for Homeland Security.
The woman that shot her tiny dog and dumped it in a gravel pit.
That way the immigrants can't go eating the dogs if G.I. Jane is shooting them first.
Oh.
Lovely woman. She's going to be so popular among the great MAGA minions.
Yes.
You know the ones who swear oaths on guns and shoot with Bibles?
At this rate, who's going to be your head of environmental protection?
Just a giant plastic straw. A beautiful straw.
So we have a man who became president by riding a garbage truck, leading a cabinet of dog-killing, dog-eating, sycophantic, sycophanatics.
Thank you.
Dude, this is truly easily the greatest country in the world.
And I can't wait to break every bit of it. Then fire them all.
Cool.
Now it's time for the liberal ladies, Aoife, Orla, and Shifra, faux woke sisters, doing it for themselves.
Hi!
Hi, girls.
So, are we all ready for the general election?
Absolutely. I've been reading the manifesto leaflets all week.
Oh, I always ask for a QR code to avoid neo-fascist eco-paper waste.
Yeah.
I think it's important we read the policies.
You know, on TikTok, you get quick info. You don't have to bother with all that boring stuff of who said what or which party is which.
Orla, social media is detrimental to mental health.
Ugh.
Just listen to a politics podcast on your hot girl walk.
Well, excuse me if I don't want to engage in podcast watching the election, Aoife.
Virgin's group chat is excellent. You just know they've all read the news online on their phones and then chat about it. Minus all the tedious details and insights.
Guys, please, don't fight. I'm currently on the fainting diet.
Ooh.
Did you know that you can burn off 200 calories just by collapsing from low blood sugar levels?
I'm on the low calcium cleanse. Your bones lose all the weight for you.
Maybe they won't poke out of your Stella McCartney dress the next time you hang it on yourself then.
Moving on. Please think of the men, women, children and other genders suffering in the housing shortage.
It's just unfortunate that there are too many people in the country now.
Oh my God, what are you trying to say?
Nothing. As a refugee BTQ plus ally, I know it hasn't been caused by immigration.
Immigration is so important, especially for our healthcare.
I actually use private healthcare so as not to overcrowd the hospitals for those that need them.
I moved to a nicer area just so that there was more space for people coming in. That way they could all stay close to each other.
That's so thoughtful.
Wait, why is it a so-called nicer area?
Well, it has spenny coffee shops, a boutique supermarket with no prices displayed, and a craft butcher with an inflation rate higher than Argentina's.
Oh, that does sound nice. How do I vote for that?
The important thing is that we're registered and we use our vote.
Oh my God, do you have to register?
I don't think I'm registered.
They never said that on TikTok.
Wait, voting is done on paper, so I'm glad, actually.
Exactly. I will only turn out when e-voting finally ends cis paper normative pencil voting.
Oh. Oops. There goes Shifra.
Wow. She's going to be so thin by Christmas.
Welcome back. Coming up on the Today Show, Catherine Fulvio's in the kitchen with a winter warmer that will have your whole family crying.
Ooh, out for more.
What? Oh, sorry, I didn't see that bit on the auto cue, Maura. I was distracted by the size of the spuds. I'm starved.
Also, hide your arms, hide your anger. Fashion for the over 50s.
But first, Frances Brennan is here to talk about the craze that has taken over advent calendars, Frances.
Yes, and when I was a boy, Doughy, the best you could hope for at Christmas was a tiny wooden angel or a sherbet.
We used to get a teddy in blackface in Kerry. Scared the living cock out of us.
We used to get little knitted donkeys on the islands.
And pneumonia.
Very bold. I'll be cancelled.
I love all the beauty ones. Charlotte Tilbury, Benefit, Mac. They're gorgeous.
And they're 300 quid more.
You'll be better off washing your face in the snow. Never did me any harm.
And what's that one you're wearing there, Frances?
This is the Charlotte Tilbury Smoky Eye Shimmer in the Mediterranean Blue. It's the one I opened this morning.
What?
Yesterday, I had a hydrating mask on all day.
Oh,
I looked like the fella from the Halloween film chasing around after Jamie Lee Curtis with a knife.
Stop.
For being a woman with short hair, I presume.
Ooh.
And just to say, keep pets away from all your fun-sized beauty products advent calendar.
Are people that stupid?
Oh, if a dog ate that eyeshadow, they'd be puking up glitter for a week. Sure, I thought the Mrs. Mascara was a dip-dab once.
No.
Stop! I destroyed a brand new Skoda.
Now, it's not just beauty products you'll find behind the tidy doors. This one here is lots of little scented candles.
Oh, that's lovely.
By the time Christmas arrives, your living room could be lit up like a shrine where somebody famous died.
died tragically. Oh. Huh?
The first one is nice, but when you've all 24 scented candles going at once, it smells like that lush shop that always gives me the woozies when I go past it.
And just to say to our viewers, if you are lighting small candles at home, make sure you notify the fire brigade in advance.
I forgot to.
Keep a fire extinguisher handy and erect a fire screen around yourself before you go striking any matches.
Who are your audience? Anyway, here's one specially for you, Dahi.
No way!
Heinz Happy Saucemas Advent Calendars. Seriously?
Look at all the little miniature bottles of ketchup and the like.
My mouth is watering just looking at them. Ugh, if Black Friday wasn't a fash day,
what?
I'd be horsing into them for sure.
Oh, Dahi.
What? Huh?
Like to party.
All right.
We like to party.
1 week to go, everyone.
Hey. Sup, Mary Illuminati.
Boss, it's great to see you so interested and engaged again.
I know. A few weeks ago, I thought we were toast. Now I'm boogieing with the Wolf Tones on stage before the election. I was that excited to launch the manifesto. I nearly read it.
You've really rediscovered that Malu mojo.
Turns out canvassing in butchers and bingo halls is my jam.
Yeah.
It's the parliamentary bits which suck the life out of me.
Well, that's the stuff that gets me up in the mornings.
Really?
Aye, that and my Donegal levels of crotchety anger.
Less of the crotch talk, thank you very much. I'm still recovering from being the only woman at the leader's 10-ton testosterone debate.
Well, apart from Joan Collins and Ivana Bacic.
Well, they were barely present.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll tell you who was good.
Yeah.
Our former comrade, Padder Tobin.
He's dead to us, boy.
I know he's Padder non grata, but he can string a sentence together more than you can say for most of our lot. Is there any hope we can get him back?
No, never mind.
Fine.
The John McGahan stuff is chef's kiss, though. What?
Oh, yes.
I can't believe Simon Harris is getting roasted over a Balchi bruiser from Loud.
When I heard a McGahan was involved in shenanigans,
yeah,
I was ready to issue an apology out of habit until I realised he's a blue shirt.
It's very shinner coded, as the kids might say.
Oh, look at you, Pierce, getting down with the Snapchat slang.
Yes.
Wait, you're not planning to heave me, are you?
Och, no, niha. I haven't got the nod from Belfast to do it anyways.
Oh, phew. Mm. Because the hacks keep asking me if I'll resign after the election.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'll sue them for that.
Yeah, sue.
We don't need to give them any more of a victim complex. Did you see their herniac reaction to our plan to investigate Orchi over its Gaza coverage?
Relax.
Huns, it's a performative, nonsensical and unworkable measure that we lobbed in to fill space. Don't have a baby over it. So, what do we think?
Hmm?
Can we actually win this thing?
Oh, absolutely no hope. Sure, the RT yoke proves we're crankier than Micheál Martin in a Supermax.
Oh, right.
But the good news is the Fine Gael probably can't win either.
Yay!
Bring on the Harris flop.
Yeah.
All right, look, I have to go. It's been an hour since I shook someone's lava and doused myself in hand sanitizer 3 seconds later.
Hey.
I tell you, the shiz I have to do to finish second in an election. What?